fearful man, all in coarse grey, with a great iron on his leg. A man with no hat, with broken shoes and with an old rag tied around his head. A man who had been soaked in water and smothered in mud and lamed by stones and cut by flints and stung by nettles and torn by briars, who limped and shivered and glared and growled, and whose teeth chattered in his head as he seized me up by the chin. "Oh, don't cut my throat, sir," I pleaded in terror. "Pray, don't do it, sir." "Tell us your name," said the man, "quick." "Pip, sir." "Once more," said the man, staring at me. "Give it math." "Pip, sir." "Show us where you live," said the man. "Point out the place." I pointed to where our village lay, on the flat inshore among the alder trees and pollards, a mile or more from the church.